Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome live to Close Up Radio Live. This is Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to welcome Elena Phoenix of Phoenix Healing Creations joining us here live on the program. And we have some special call-in guests who are going to be joining us to experience more of Elena's incredible work. You know, while the FCC claims that everyone and every day there's exposure to electromagnetic radiation from things like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cell phone frequencies, radio frequencies, and other EMFs, well, they're not causing the health problems. Many are wondering if an increase in mild to acute discomfort, fatigue, dizziness, inflammation, and chronic issues might be due to this everyday exposure. Regardless of that debate, Elena is here, founder of PhoenixHealingCreations.com. She's got a solution. She's creating a variety of products that harmonize toxic energies in our environment, such as EMF radiation, and that is amazing. It's into a form that no longer bothers our body and that energetic field. These incredible products can be worn as jewelry, attached to electronics, or simply placed around the home and offices to help everybody feel more comfortable and balanced. And organite is, in its modern form, referring to a blend of metals and crystals in a resin matrix. It creates a high vibration, highly organized energetic fields, which elevate and harmonize unwanted, unintentional, and negative energies into beneficial forms. Our very special guest, Elena, is certified in emotion code, body code, and belief code, and EMF balancing techniques and aromatherapy as well. She offers a range of energy healing session options. She's also passionate about empowering others. She's recently released an online course called ArtOfSelfMuscleTesting.com to help others learn that method that she has used to be able to figure out her own complex health situations. She says you need the things that are exactly right for you. She's coming to us from Illinois. Let's welcome her to the show. And again, we've got some special callers calling in as well. First, let's welcome our special guest, Elena Phoenix, joining us here on the program. Elena, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
You're very, very welcome. You know, as a certified emotion code, body code, and belief code practitioner, I know you combine several other healing practices into your work to help clients really heal the traumas in their life and in their ancestry and their past lives. Tell us about that and how that all works.
Well, the emotion code, body code, and belief code work is kind of the foundation of my energy healing work, and with those tools, I find trapped emotions, beliefs, and other energy imbalances that may be at the root of whatever it is my client is experiencing. And these modalities enable me to quickly, easily, and permanently address those energies that we often have many layers. So with emotion code, we learn that a trapped emotion happens anytime that we feel something so strongly that we're not able to get to the point where we can process it and let that go. And so it's kind of like there's a part of us always feeling that way, and those things get labeled as stress or trauma and are energetically stored in our body, and they can build up to create chronic problems. With the body code, it's the next level deeper, and we can find and address over 1,200 imbalances that can affect the mind, body, heart, and or soul level. And then we also find those associated imbalances that are keeping those issues stuck. And the rule here is that anything can cause anything, which really narrows it down. But it's all about finding and addressing those underlying energetic causes to the issues that we have. And then belief code goes even deeper and addresses faulty belief systems, which are the programs that our subconscious mind considers to be global and absolute truth and is always seeking to verify and fulfill. frequently when we have problems that never go away, no matter how much we work on them, or they get better than worse, but they always seem to come back, it's unhelpful belief systems that are at the root of those issues. And belief code allows us to identify and address over 3,000 different beliefs that can be formed into these systems with associated imbalances keeping them stuck and all of the contributions to those type of problems in our lives and basically rewrite that programming so that we can have a more positive experience.
Which is essential on so many different levels and so incredibly important. You also combine other practices with your energy work. Tell us about what they are and the advantage of combining so many.
Well, I mean, people are complex. I'm also certified in multiple EMF balancing techniques through Peggy Phoenix DeBrow, aromatherapy, Ho'oponopono, as well as studying quantum and holographic healing, as well as other interests. And I continue to learn and expand because I find that, you know, the things affecting us can be complicated. I myself am complicated, and that has certainly been the story of my own life. I was born with a genetic condition. I'm missing a third of my small intestine due to a surgical incident at age 5. I was diagnosed with incurable autoimmune conditions at age 38. And doctors gave me a prognosis of disabled by 40 and dead by 50 with their best help. And so I became determined to heal myself. And so I have basically been researching and looking for all of the things that my own personal body needs. And I found that frequently we need more than just one tool, one modality, one supplement, or one whatever to be able to address those issues that we face. I know I most certainly do. And I'm very, very blessed to say that with all of the work that I've done, I'm 44 now. I'm on zero prescription or over-the-counter medications. I'm feeling better than I did when I was in my 20s. I'm no longer in the chronic pain every day. My functions are better. And so I think I'm really on to something. And I seek to apply the right tools to the right people. And by incorporating elements of these various different tools and philosophies and all of the research that I've learned over all of these years, I find I'm able to get a deeper and more lasting result than I otherwise would be able to. And I'm also really seeking to empower others, helping them to be able to manage their conditions better for themselves without having to consult myself or others quite so often unless they get stuck. I mean, we're not meant to do it alone, and we all do need some help, but wouldn't it be nice to, you know, be able to figure things out better for ourselves? And so that's why I just released that new artofselfmuscletesting.com course, to help people learn how to connect with their own bodies and inner wisdom to be able to answer that question of, is this good for me or is this bad for me, before they put the time, money, energy, and effort into those substances or practices or whatever that may be. And so I like to try and put a lot of tools in people's hands that they can use even beyond the healing sessions that they do with me. And I really do my best to try and make sure that they're the right ones.
Which is fantastic. You also do something very important called ancestral clearing. Maybe you can define what that is and how long those take.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's truly one of my favorite things to do. Were you aware that we can inherit things like trapped emotions, beliefs, and other imbalances? Like, did you even know that that was possible?
Yeah, you can. Exactly.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of fascinating research out there that if you just type inherited trauma into the search bar on your internet, you can find lots of resources. There's a book called It Didn't Start With You, The Mystery of Inherited Trauma by Mark Wolin, if you're interested in learning a bit more about that. I could really talk about that for quite a while, but I want to focus on the most important bit. So something very special happens when we find and release an inherited energy. It doesn't just release from us. It releases from the entirety of our affected family tree, all past and future generations, every family member that was touched by that energy. And it actually happens very, very quickly, and it's a quantum healing process. So when I learned about that, I got to thinking, the further back a trapped energy comes from, the bigger the family tree, the more of our precious human family benefits when one of these energies is released. And it only takes me but a moment to do it. I actually do group ancestral healing Zooms about once a month where I release one trapped emotion or belief coming from 50 or more generations back from each participant. I do have actually a new one coming up focused on releasing patterns related to self-abuse, self-harm, self-sabotage, and self-criticism coming up on August 20th. So anyone who is perhaps touched by those things or has those patterns in their family that might be interested in signing up for that can do that at phoenixhealingcreations.com. I can typically get through about 60 people live during a 90-minute call. And then if I have more signups than that, I simply take care of them after the call is done. Once I've had a bit of rest and once everybody's taken care of, I send a transcript of the whole thing to every participant the following day. And one of the nice things about this particular clearing is that your permission is all that is needed to do the work. So it happens if you're able to be live listening to the call or not. In fact, the majority of people that sign up for these releases on my healing Zooms typically just read the transcript after because it's more convenient for their schedule that way. And it's really nice that they don't have to be there to receive the healing. And so these monthly group healings are my way of trying to make the biggest possible positive impact that I can for our precious human family. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a little bit fraught out there. Things are a little difficult right now. A lot of people are struggling. And so if there's anything at all that I can do to help, that's what I really want to do. So the most signups that I've ever had for one of these was over 150, but now I limit my signups to about 100 because it gets a wee bit exhausting to take care of so many people in such a short period of time for me.
Another thing
to mention is that if there are any other emotion code, belief code practitioners out there who are listening, you can also do this kind of work if you're inspired. Simply aim for ancestral inherited emotions that are coming from really far back.
To know as well. Yeah. And now you have the ability to do this in a demonstration form, and we do have some folks who are calling in who want to experience this live on air here on Close Up Radio Live. Would you like to
Absolutely.
Do that for some of the folks calling in?
Oh, I would love to do that so much.
Fantastic. So we'll take this first caller calling in. Hi, good morning. You're on Close Up Radio Live with Jim Masters, and Alina Phoenix is here as well. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Andrea.
Andrea, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us today. And Alina is here. Did you want to say hello to Alina?
Hi, Alina.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for showing up today. I really appreciate you.
It's good to hear you on the air.
Yeah, this is wonderful. So I will hand it over to Alina so she can share with us what she's going to do, which is something quite special, and the audience is going to love it. Alina, take it away and let us know step by step how it all works.
Okay, so, Andrea, thank you so much for volunteering. Today I want to focus on a trapped emotion or belief that is actually affecting the entirety of our live listening audience, whatever that might be. And so, first of all, this is a sacred trust, and I honor you and your ancestry. The longer that I've been doing this, the more information comes through as I tap into these ancestors. So if it's okay with you, I'm happy to share whatever information comes forward. Often this has some kind of personal relevance. Would that be okay with you if I share that information as part of this?
Yes, it would.
Oh, thank you so much. And then something for the audience to know about inherited energies is that they have a tendency to affect us one of three ways. The first way is that we have a tendency to feel that way easily and over again, almost like a theme in our life. The second way is that we're a placeholder, just sort of passing it down. When I have someone working with me personally, I don't really see a lot of these placeholder ones. But, you know, when we're part of an audience like this, that is an entire possibility. And then the third way that they manifest is that we sort of run away from that energy, try never to feel or express that, act opposite to that as often as possible. So aiming at an emotion or belief that is affecting the entirety of our live listening audience today, would this be an emotion coming up? I'm getting a yes on that. Column A, column B, row 4, somewhere else. Depression, frustration. We've got some frustration coming up from the ancestry that is affecting the entirety of the audience today. And I don't know about any of you guys listening out there, but I'm certainly feeling that one lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is this inherited from your mother, from your father? This is coming from your father's side. From his mother, from his father, so from his father. How many generations back? More than 50, more than 100, more than 150, more than 200, more than 250, more than 300, more than 350, more than 400, more than 360, more than 370, more than 380, more than 375, 370, 1, 2, 3. So this is actually coming from 373 generations back. All of us who are live listening to this call have a common ancestor. Is this starting with a male? What was that?
Started with the male?
Starting with the male, starting with the female. This is actually starting with the female. Mm-hmm. All right, so this ancestor coming through, she just feels pretty overburdened. She feels like she has a number of very young children and not a lot of support. She feels like there are constantly people who are needing more things from her, needing to be fed, needing to be picked up, needing to be hugged, needing to be whatever, just needing her time and her energy and her attention, and she's just frazzled because of all of these constant bombardments of requests of her time, energy, and attention, and not feeling like she has the capacity to give anymore. I don't know, have you ever felt that way?
I feel like most days.
Okay, so what we're saying is that is coming up as being pretty relevant for you. So that is good to know. All right, so I released this inherited feeling of frustration that came down your father's side of the family tree. I released this from all past and future generations, from every family member that has ever been touched by this feeling of frustration. I release it right now. Have we released that? I'm getting a yes. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels awesome.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else that you would like to share today?
Oh, I've been noticing a lot of things that just feel like they're lifting off of me, like layers being peeled off that have been weighing me down for so long. And I'm so looking forward to more cleansing for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. What a blessing. What a complete blessing.
You have been a
all
blessing.
Right. Yes,
that is
it's an
wonderful.
Honor to know you, my friend.
Thanks for sharing that, Andrea. And what a great way to kick off a Monday in a week, right, with this happening with Alina.
Oh,
I mean, that's
sound cut out on my end.
Yeah, we're here. Andrea, thank you very much for joining us. Can you hear us, Andrea?
Hello?
Alina, can you hear us? Alina? Andrea? Neither one of you can hear us. How about now? Can you hear us? We're here. Can you hear us? So it looks like Alina has disappeared, but we're going to grab that call again. Alina? Alina, can you hear us? Alina, are you able to hear us? Alina, can you hear us? She just disappeared. We don't hear you, Alina, so I'm not sure if you are hearing us or not. Let me check some of the other. Hello? Let's see. Let me try some of the other. Can you hear us, caller? Caller, can you hear us? Hello, can you hear us, caller? Well, it looks like something went wrong with the technology. I have no idea, because we're still here and ready to go, but I have no idea why suddenly we can't be heard or they can't hear us. I have no idea. Very strange, everything going according to plan, and then all of a sudden... Alina, can you hear us?